This episode is going to be a little bit different. I had a moment today and I realized that I hadn't really been completely transparent and forthright with you guys about how I got here and what the drive was for me in creating this podcast. I created this because there was a time in my life when I really needed it. And I knew nothing about podcasts at that time, but I knew that I needed something. I needed something to keep me going, to help me to understand and to give me some direction with all of this internal dialogue that I was having with myself while sitting at my desk on the 14th floor on Fifth Avenue. I needed something. And it would have been so good if that something could have come from women that I could relate to, who weren't extremely different from me, who had circumstances that might have been similar, who knew what it was like to have the push and pull that I felt like I had at the time, who knew what it was like to have expectations of you out there that sometimes you don't even understand, and who knew what it was like to have to ask yourself the questions day in and day out, and you're the only one that's struggling with trying to figure out the answers. And so much of the time, you feel like you're alone in trying to figure out the answers. So I didn't know anything about podcasting at the time, but I hope that this podcast will give you some of the solace that I know I needed at the time. So you hear me say in every episode that I am the chief encourager, and some of you may also know that I'm a traditionally published author, but what I didn't tell you is how I got here. I didn't think that I'd talk much about myself on this podcast, but I realized that I'd be shortchanging you if I didn't. So as the episodes go on, I'll continuously fill you in a bit more each time on my story. Maybe in some way, someone can pull what they need from me sharing my experiences. So for now, I'll just start here. So today marks the start of NBA All-Star Weekend in New Orleans. And it's crazy for many reasons because at a point in time, that used to be my life for years. I was a sports publicist at the National Basketball Association. And it's really funny because New Orleans was my very first All-Star. And I went crazy. I had a breakdown. I cried on that trip. I remember it like it was yesterday. Because although you guys, as the fans and stuff, come out to see the fun and the experience, for the people behind the scenes, it is chaotic. So I reflect back on that time because it was all a part of my growth and it was all a part of what brought me to where I am today. And so today, I'm not in New Orleans. I actually just finished up a Switch, Pivot, or Quit interview for the podcast, and I couldn't be happier. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So when I have these interviews with women on the podcast about switch, pivot, or quit moments, it's because it's all too familiar to me. And I know that there's so many other women who are going through and have gone through those same plot twists years where you're trying to figure out what's next. This episode of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast is brought to you by the Switch, Pivot, or Quit SPQ Strategy Sessions. If you are looking to make a change in your personal, professional life, and you're just kind of stuck on what's next, how do I get started, what do I do, I need to talk this through with someone, I need some tools, I need some encouragement, I need some ideas, I need some resources, I need solutions. If you are feeling like that, the Switch, Pivot, or Quit Strategy Sessions are perfect for you. Head over to switchpivotorquit.com and book your session today.